So the plan is for the orphanage to open in the fall? Is that what's happening, or is it the summer? I've forgotten now.
I think that they don't know. They still don't know because they were waiting for the response in Cannes.
Right.
And the response has been so great that now they don't know what to do exactly, but they're really excited about now. I think that they want to go even wider than Pan's Labyrinth because the movie has like a feminine side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really excited about catching also this audience. They're really happy with the whole with the whole response, you know. So, but they didn't know. They still didn't know.
How many other audiences or had you shown it to prior to showing it in Berlin? Wasn't that the first time it was seen?
No, in Berlin it already was, in fact, it was like just a promo reel.
Oh.
This is the first screening of the movie was the other day.
Okay. So you hadn't shown it to audiences in Spain on a test marketing basis just to see how it went? No.
It was the first time, you know. I showed the movie to my crew in Spain.
Yeah.
And No, the first screening was the other day.
Now, Guillermo, as you know, he is, besides being an excellent filmmaker, he's known for being very good at consulting on editing and final shaping. Did he give you any notes prior to you finishing it?
Yeah, you know, it's like Guillermo's a director, and a director is the best producer you could have. Because, you know, what are you going through in the making of a movie?
Right.
And he also is a director who has been produced by another director, so he's very sensitive about his role as a producer. And he came to me when he knew that I was going to do a movie. He came to me and said, I want to be there definitely, because I met him 15 years ago when he presented his first movie and Kronos in Spain, and since then I've been sending him my music videos, short films, all these things, and he loved it. So when he knew that I was going to make a film, he wanted to be there.
Uh-huh.
And he read the script, he loved it, and he says, I've got these ideas. He gave us a lot. We took we pay attention for some and we reject a lot.
Now, the Echoes, the other films that people have mentioned, I mentioned, Don't Look Now, other people have mentioned the others, the early 60s film, The Innocents, The Haunting,
There is a thing about Henry James' idea from Another Turn of the Screw. It's about the thing about interpretation, about ambiguity, you know,
mm-hmm.
that what is happening is real or not, if there are ghosts in the house or just it's a woman losing her mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This was an idea that was on Henry James, and you could find this idea also in the others and all these things. So, like, we are drinking from the same fountain, you know, you say that?
Right.
And for me, the thing was I wanted to, as the movie works as a regression for the leading role to her childhood, for me the movie was the same. I was trying to catch the mood from the movies I saw when I was a child. Most of them were movies from the 60s or in the 50s. All of them were, for example, I felt that I need to shoot the movie in a set, because all the movies I love from this period were shot in a set.
Mm-hmm.
And I was completely wanted the same, to do the same, you know. So for me it was for something I have to do to shoot the movie in a set, to catch the feeling, the mood, the way of working in that movie. So there's a lot of reference in the movie. Of course, there's also Poltergeist, you know, when the idea of all the CNC. There were all the movies I saw when I was a child and I was afraid of. And there was also a movie I really loved. It was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And I love to see my movie as a version of that movie with ghosts instead of aliens, you know.
But your style as a filmmaker is far less tricky and CG related and spook related than Spielberg. You're much I think your type of filmmaking is much subtler, much finer, and scarier, much scarier, I thought.
Yes, you know, when I worked with Guillermo, for example, we knew about the references of these movies, but we never talk about it because movie making goes far beyond from that. Mm. For me, the most important thing is what lies beneath. And this is Robert Zemeckis homage.
Sure.
For me, the most important thing is what lies beneath. And what is the story about? How is the story? How you are involved in the story? And how do you tell the story? For example, you could see a remake of a classic movie. We know about remakes of classic movies. Then they have the same script, and one of them is a marvelous thing, mm-hmm. a marvelous movie, and the other thing is totally crap, you know? So it's not only about the story, which is very important, and it's one of the most important things. It's also about how you are committed to the story and how you tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
Storytelling is, for me, the most important thing, even more than genre, because The Orphanage is a mix of genres. I don't care about genres. I care about the stories, and I care about characters. You know, it's like there is an American tradition of genre which is more based on plot,
mm-hmm.
and there is a European one which is more based on character. And I think I'm right just in the middle of that. You know, for me, the movie works as a character-driven story and as a psychological portrait of a woman,
mm-hmm.
who is so desperate that who lost everything. So finally, the only way to escape is fantasy, you know?
Now, Jet, you had a question you were asking me whether... You know what always happens? By the way, do you like to be called J.A. or Juan Antonio?
I don't know. Everybody calls me in a different way. You know, it's Juan Antonio.
Often, when a film is as good as yours, is seen by people that love film, you know, the cineasts, the critics, what someone always says is, this could be very good, but let's remake it in English.
Yeah.
Have you heard that? Have they said that to
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. But, you know, it's like...
You know, you could remake it. I mean, it wouldn't be very interesting creatively, but I would imagine you could if you wanted to. No?
You know, but, you know, it's the same story again for me. It's, you know, I've got enough orphanage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to... Sorry.
Have they mentioned or talked about... Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I think they
mentioned remake, right?
Yeah.
Has that been
just, yes, yeah. of course, you know, but, you know, it's like, for me now, I've got to do different
things. On to the next
yeah.
thing, yeah. Yeah. You said that this was shot all in a studio. Was that studio in Madrid somewhere?
No, it was in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
We shot the movie, the exteriors, in the north of Spain, in Asturias, which is more like Ireland, you know. It's,
right.
And... We did all the we rebuilt the orphanage in the set in Barcelona.
Okay. You have just been in sort of phone contact or mail contact with Guillermo over the years since Cronos. What year was Cronos? I've forgotten. Was that 92?
The other day I was, I think it's 92.
Yeah.
It's like 15 years ago, I
okay.
think, more or less.
All right, okay.
You know, he came to Spain to shoot Devil's Backbone and Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And I remember to went to LA, I have the idea of the movie, and I called him. And he said to me, okay, Bayona, I'm in Madrid right now. Mm-hmm. What are you doing there? Mm-hmm. Come to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, God. So I was talking with Guillermo before. When he finished Hellboy, we started to work in the orphanage. And we were like preparing the Pan's Labyrinth and the Orphanage at the same time, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very surprised when I saw Pan's Labyrinth because they share like more or less the same themes about reality, fantasy.
They do, are, they
know?
Are similar. And
so,
they're similarly well photographed. It's like the DP almost. It's almost like the, I've forgotten, brilliant DP who shot.
Yeah, the Oscar Faura.
Yeah.
And his first movie. It's amazing. Yes, yes, you know, it's like, and also so the thing about fairy tale, you know, it's like Pan's Labyrinth works so well doing references to Alice, and we did the same with Peter Pan, you know? It's like, you know, Guillermo is not a huge fan of Peter Pan.
Would it be being too intrusive to ask roughly what the budget was for this film?
It was like $4 million.
Now, you know, if they made this film in the States, it would cost 30, 40?
40, yeah. If we have made this the movie in the States, the you know, for example, the leading role is like 40 years old. It's impossible to have a 40 years old woman in a story like that.
She's beautiful. I love her. I loved her in The Sea Inside, Javier Bardem movie.
Yeah.
What was that called in Spain?
Mar Adentro. Yeah, he's, you know, he's like, I was totally, I was astonished about her, working with her. You know, it's like, when she did the movie, when she, all the actors have to go to his memories to build the character, right, or to act, to perform her. And she was the whole time, he destroys herself during the movie. He was like, he looks like 8 kilos. You don't say kilos in English. You know,
kilos. Yeah.
Yeah? He was like, it was a very tough work to work with her, because it was very hard for her to go everywhere to a dark side of her memories to rebuild the character. You know, and she's so great in the movie. It's like, it's his first leading role in a movie. Mm-hmm. He's in every shot of the movie. It's like, oh my God, my English. I will do it better with my Spanish, but you know.
No, we're doing great.
Now that you've gotten out of the gates, do you think, you know, you've got this very good movie now, do you think you're going to stick to this genre, or are you going to, for a while, are you going to branch out?
I didn't understand, sorry.
Are you going to stick to this genre now that you know, you have this good movie?
I don't care about genres. You know, one of my favorite directors is Roman Polanski, and if you see his filmography, you know, he's doing right now a Roman movie.
Pompeii,
you know? And the first one, and the previous was Charles Dickens, and he also did Vampire Killers, which is a comedy with the vampires. He did Chinatown with his, you know, I don't care about genres, I care about stories, you know?
That's great.
And I care about how you, about storytelling, how you tell the story and how you are committed to the story. You know, I don't care, I like genre, you know, it's like, when you tell a story in a genre way, the tools you could use to tell a story, you could use it in genre movies in the most powerful way you could imagine. You know, for me, cinema is about time and space, and you could transform time and space as in genre movies in the way you couldn't do it in a drama, you know?
Yeah.
And movies for me are about this is very difficult, so I try to. Exteriorizar los problemas del personaje.
To demonstrate the issues of the character. Extrapolate.
And you know, in general movies you could do that with the sets, with the camera, with the music. So general movies are, and at the same time for a first time director, general movies gives security. Because you know, if you move the camera in that way, or you put the music in that way, you could have an immediate effect, you know.
That little children's game that the film begins with,
yes,
beautifully set up, because when it comes back in the third act, it's a beautiful setup.
Yeah,
perhaps, you know, the most effective scene and unnerving scene, I should say. You
know? The sequence where she is like, you know, that we did like a storyboard for that sequence. We've got like 50 shots or more or less like that, and the day before shooting that sequence, I was with the screenwriter, and then we look at each other, and I said, like, we shoot this in a whole shot, you know?
Mm.
That would be the most terrifying thing you could do.
Yeah.
So we changed everything, and we did a rehearsal. We were rehearsing this sequence like 2 hours, and then we shoot like 2 or 3 shots.
Mm.
It was great. We were scared doing that because we had the idea just the day before. So when we saw the sequence, we saw the shot where we were shooting it, it was like, oh wow, this is, works so well, you know. This is what I used to talk when I used to shoot 2 movies at the same time. The movie I have prepared, and we've got like storyboards, animatics. We built all the set in a 3D environment to put the camera before we. But you know, when you have a camera and you have an actor and you have a set and you saw the film and you see the movie for the first time, this is the most creative moment. You've got so many ideas. So I used to shoot the movie the way I thought about it before, and then I shoot another movie at the same time. And
is a trailer for the film online now?
Yeah, is there a teaser?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is any of the music videos that you did previously, are they online?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Do you like any of them in particular? Should I try and find one to offer?
You know, it's like all these music videos where much of them with... You know, it's like I don't like too much the bands I used to work with. So.
Yeah, okay.
I would like to see you, to show you, but most of them maybe you have to turn down the volume. You know?
Okay. All right. Well, this is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time.